10 years after Napster's debut, record labels are foundering, but musicians and music customers have more to cheer about. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. College student Sean Fanning created online music file sharing service Napster in June 1999. It allowed people to easily share MP3 music files but gave record labels fits. The courts shut down Napster, but the service paved the way for decentralized internet music distribution, which is much harder to put a lid on. Today, part two of our conversation with Greg Kot and Jim DeRogatis. The Chicago-based music critics host Sound Opinions, the public radio rock and roll talk show distributed by American Public Media. DeRogatis says it's a bad time for record labels, but others are doing just fine.
Musicians seem happier than ever, with certain rare exceptions. Every once in a while, you get a Metallica, or memorably, just recently, Sonic Youth complaining about people downloading their music. For the most part, artists today are able to record, symphonies in their bedroom with a laptop. They're able to then distribute it more efficiently than any corporate multinational entity could. They're able to directly communicate with their fans. And when they have something to sell, whether it's a special package recording or a T-shirt or artwork or concert tickets, they can directly reach their fans.
Well, I think there's some anxiety, too. I do think that the fact that you cannot see what the end is going to be to this changing world we're living in. You know, what is the new model going to be to replace the old one? One thing we know for sure is the old model is dying. What's the new one going to be? We can't glimpse that yet. And I think as a result of that, there is some anxiety. You know, how are musicians going to get paid? You know, I think there's a lot of, particularly I think song publishers, people who depend on, you know, who really don't depend on live performance for their well-being, but write songs and expect to be compensated for their intellectual property. They're a little worried right now. What's the new world going to be like?
No, you have an industry where an artist can sell 500,000 records, 500,000 records, and be considered a failure. Whereas, talk about that new model, Greg. All you need is 1,000 people in your court.
Well, yeah, I think there's this theory that if you get 1,000 dedicated fans who will basically follow you anywhere and buy anything that you produce, you have a very good opportunity to make a solid middle-class living. And I think, John, that's the real opportunity here. You know, the industry for so long, for the last century, has basically been a situation of haves and have-nots. You were either very, very wealthy, you were Metallica or Dr. Dre, or you weren't making any money from record royalties, which is like 90% of the music business. Now I think you have a realistic opportunity to sort of create a niche model that serves a very small but dedicated community of fans in a much more direct manner than ever before. And you have an opportunity to have an actual kind of a middle-class existence, you know, a real artistic, musical middle class in America, somebody who's making, say, $75,000 a year just from playing music. And I think that's a realistic goal now, where it wasn't under the old model.
That's Greg Kot of Public Radio's Sound Opinions program and the Chicago Tribune. We also heard from Kot's co-host, Jim DeRogatis, who writes for the Chicago Sun-Times. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.